Lesson 13. How False Religion Misrepresents God. If God is love, why have so many evil acts been committed by religions that claim to represent Him? Put simply, these religions are false. They misrepresent God. How have they misrepresented Him? How does He feel about that? And what will He do about it? Point 1. How does false religion misrepresent God by its teachings? False religion has exchanged the truth of God for the lie, as Romans 1:25 says. For example, most religions have not taught their followers God's name. However, the Bible says that God's name must be used. Some religious leaders say that when something terrible happens, it is God's will. But that is a lie. God is never the source of evil. James 1:13 says, "When under trial, let no one say, 'I am being tried by God.' For with evil things God cannot be tried, nor does He Himself try anyone." Sadly, religious lies have pushed people away from God. Point 2. How does false religion misrepresent God by its actions? False religion does not treat people as Jehovah does. At Revelation 18:5, the Bible says that false religion's sins have massed together clear up to heaven. For centuries, religions have meddled in politics, supported wars, and caused or approved the death of countless numbers of people. Some religious leaders enjoy a lavish lifestyle and demand money from their followers to pay for it. These actions prove that they do not even know God, let alone have the right to represent Him. 1 John 4:8 says, "Whoever does not love has not come to know God, because God is love." Point 3. How does God feel about false religion? If the things done by false religion make you angry, how do you think Jehovah feels? He loves people, but He is angry with religious leaders who misrepresent Him and mistreat their followers. According to Revelation 18:21, He promises that false religion will be destroyed and will never be found again. Soon, God will put an end to all false religion.
Dig deeper. Examine further how God feels about false religion. Learn more about what it has done, but also learn why this should not stop you from getting to know Jehovah. Point 4. God does not approve of all religions. Many people believe that religions are like different roads that all lead to God. But is that true? Matthew 7:13 and 14 says, "Go in through the narrow gate, because broad is the gate, and spacious is the road leading off into destruction, and many are going in through it. Whereas narrow is the gate, and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are finding it." How does the Bible describe the road that leads to life? Listen to the audio for the video, "Does God Accept All Forms of Worship?" excerpt. To find all media for Lesson 13, go to the publication Enjoy Life Forever on jw.org.
Many people believe that it doesn't matter which religion you choose, that religions are like different roads that lead to the same destination, lasting blessings from God. But can that be true? Does God accept all forms of worship? The Bible itself describes worship as two roads. One is spacious with many people on it. The other is cramped with only a few finding it. Only the cramped road represents acceptable worship leading to life and blessings from God. How can we tell if we are on the correct path? Imagine that you're lost. You stop someone to ask for directions. One person says to head east. Another says to go west. Finally, someone with a map shows you that the destination is actually north. Which one would you believe? The Bible is like that map, leading us to blessings from God. So why are there so many conflicting beliefs? For example, many religions teach that the human soul lives eternally in a spiritual realm, while others believe that they are reborn in another body or form. This is just one example of the many religious beliefs in conflict with one another. Could all religions really be teaching the truth? According to the map, the dead know nothing at all. In due time, God will restore them to life, and righteous ones will live forever on earth. If the Bible is clear on this teaching, what about other matters, such as our personal conduct? We may belong to a religion, but if our conduct offends God, our worship may be futile. The Bible teaches that many people today would be without self-control, fierce, without love of goodness. However, it also says that true worshipers of God would be peaceable, controlling their speech and actions. Rather than saying there are many religions that please God, the Bible says there is only one faith. True worship leads a person to a good relationship with God and everlasting life.
Does the Bible say that there are many religions that please God? Point 5. False religion does not reflect God's love. Religions have misrepresented God in many ways. One notorious way has been their involvement in war. To see one example, listen to the audio for the video, "The Church's Role in World War II."
Jehovah's Witnesses were proclaiming that the solution to the world's problems rests with God's government. On the other hand, the churches repeatedly voiced support for human governments. Jehovah's Witnesses felt a responsibility to make people aware of the position being taken by their religious leaders. In 1938, more than 10,000 people jammed into London's Royal Albert Hall to hear a pointed lecture by Joseph Rutherford, while millions more heard this stinging message by radio. Always outspoken, Rutherford invited his listeners to face the facts.
The dictator of the totalitarian rule of Germany has entered into an alliance with the Pope. The indisputable facts are that the Roman Catholic hierarchy has stooped wholly to political methods to gain control of the world.
Rutherford pointed to the Church's role in the rise of Adolf Hitler, its alliances with fascist regimes, and its push in many nations to make Catholicism the state religion. When World War II erupted in 1939, nearly every organized religion sent its members into the battle. French and American Catholics killed German and Italian Catholics. British and American Protestants killed German Protestants. Jehovah's Witnesses wanted to make it clear that they were no part of this controversy. The Watchtower of November 1, 1939 reasoned, "How could a person who is devoted to God's kingdom favor one side or the other in a conflict between factions of the world?"
What position did many churches take during World War II? How do you feel about the position they took? John 13:34 and 35 says, I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love among yourselves." Chapter 17, verse 16 says, "They are no part of the world, just as I am no part of the world." How must Jehovah feel when religions get involved in war? False religion is responsible for many bad things. In what ways have you seen religions fail to reflect God's love? Point 6. God wants to free people from false religion. Revelation 18:4 says, "And I heard another voice out of heaven say, 'Get out of her, my people, if you do not want to share with her in her sins, and if you do not want to receive part of her plagues.'" The footnote reads, "To find out why the book of Revelation describes false religion as a woman named Babylon the Great, see endnote 1. How does it make you feel to know that God wants to save individuals who have been misled by false religion? Point 7. Continue learning about the true God. Should false religion affect your view of God? Imagine a son who rejects the wise direction his father has given him. The son leaves home and leads a corrupt life. The father does not approve of his son's actions. Why would it not be fair to blame the father for the way his rebellious son is living? Would it be fair to blame Jehovah and stop learning about him because of the actions of false religion? The picture caption reads, "False religion has not reflected God's love." Some people say,
"I'm not interested in God because religion is the cause of so many problems."
Do you feel that way? Why should the actions of false religion not affect our view of Jehovah?
Summary: false religion has misrepresented God by means of its false teachings and terrible practices. God will destroy false religion. Review: how do you feel about what false religion has taught and how it has acted? How does Jehovah feel about false religion? What will God do to false religion? Goal: at the next congregation meeting, ask someone, "Why did you become one of Jehovah's Witnesses?" Set other goals.
Explore. Learn about two ways that most religions displease God. Read the web article, "Are all religions the same? Do they all lead to God? Why does Jehovah want us to worship Him along with others?" Read the web article, "Is it necessary to belong to an organized religion?" A priest was troubled by his religion, but this did not stop him from learning the truth about God. Read "Why a Priest Left His Church" in Awake, February 2015. For generations, religions have told lies that make God seem distant and cruel. Learn the truth about three of those lies. Read "Lies That Make God Seem Unlovable" in The Watchtower, November 1, 2013. End of Lesson 13.